Right now, in a non-protocol setting, how do you approach these situations? Let's start out with a patient that you think might be resectable if they had a tumor response. What are some of the options you might consider?
Currently, one of the critical steps is to evaluate the patient with the surgeon so that, again, I'm not trying to make that decision ahead of time that I don't believe the patient's currently resectable but might become resectable if they have chemotherapy. If the surgeon agrees that with downsizing the patient would become resectable, then the focus really becomes on the plan of treatment to accomplish that goal. And part of the decision making would be, had the patient previously received FOLFOX as part of an adjuvant therapy or FOLFOX for metastatic disease in a previous setting.
So let's just assume the patient is systemic therapy naive.
Right. Then the current data would suggest that both FOLFOX and FOLFIRI are equivalent in terms of the response rates in downsizing. That's mainly from two prospective clinical trials that have been done. You know, I think most people are more comfortable in the U.S. using FOLFOX, not that FOLFIRI is any less efficacious in this setting, but typically using FOLFOX initially along with a biologic agent would probably allow the best option for downsizing the tumor rapidly. There is some data from mainly disease treatment in the metastatic setting, not just for colorectal liver-only metastases, but at any site, that combining cetuximab with FOLFIRI or FOLFOX has led to a higher response rate. Now, obviously, we've learned again with KRAS, we need to take that into account. My personal approach would be for a patient with disease that's chemotherapy naive to use either FOLFOX or FOLFIRI, preferably FOLFOX, just my own experience, combined with cetuximab. With somebody that has mutated KRAS, then I would typically add bevacizumab to that.
Is that, incidentally, your current first-line therapy for metastatic disease approach also?
For first-line therapy, typically I'll use bevacizumab with a patient, although with the evolving data on KRAS and now with evidence coming out from CRYSTAL and OPUS, the two large trials in Europe that looked at either FOLFIRI or FOLFOX with cetuximab, I believe there's very good rationale for using cetuximab in a patient in the first-line treatment of metastatic disease, depending on what the goals are.
So just out of curiosity, I mean, have you actually done that?
Yes, I have.
And is that something you just started doing recently or been doing for a while?
Just recently. I think mainly based on the data that came out from CRYSTAL and OPUS to provide good documentation that that approach in first-line therapy really is of benefit to patients.
What about the option of FOLFIRINOX, say without a biologic?
I have not to date use that combination. Part of the rationale, at least from my perspective, has been with the biologic agent, we're seeing similar responses to what was obtained with FOLFIRINOX. And by not using all the chemotherapy drugs up front, it leaves at least a second line option to go back to. If a patient does not initially respond to FOLFOX, such as in the patient with liver only but initially unresectable disease, then I would certainly switch to FOLFIRI to try to achieve that downsizing.